live chat. Simply visit greengeeks.com and click the live chat link at the top of the page to be connected to a real person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Thank you for calling Green Geeks. My name is Julio. How can I help you?
Hi. This is Bill Payne. I'd like to make a payment, okay? And there's been some trouble on the credit card, and I think they changed some information about, you know, the thing. But the invoice number is 277-9866.
What is your customer ID and support PIN so I can access your account?
It's the thing is prosafights.com. I didn't realize I even had a PIN. And what happens is I can't log into the account. In other words, I want to view my account, and I put the change password. Well, I get no response.
What is the what's the email address on file?
bpayne37@comcast.net.
Do you mind if you spell it out phonetically, please?
Boy, pay, able, yak, new, elephant, at Comcast.net.
And is this email address working? Can you send and receive email messages?
Yeah, right. And I'm getting email messages from Green Geeks on the thing. But what happens when I try to change the password? It doesn't. And Peter T. sent me a link, and I got onto the link, and there I was able to enter a password, but then it says, okay, enter the code, and no code was sent back. And that happened twice.
Hey, so let me read the email address back to you. I'll spell it phonetically. So it's Bravo, Papa, Alpha, Yankee, November, Echo.
Yes.
Am I correct so far?
37.
Okay.
Yeah, bpayne37@comcast.net.
And you said you got an email to reset the password?
No, I never did. I kept trying, and I never got an email to reset. They said it was sent, but none of it was ever received. And then Peter T. sent a link, okay, which then it worked, okay, and I got in, and it said, enter your password, and I entered the password. Then it said, send a verification code. We're sending it by email. No verification code was ever received, and I did that twice. What I did is I got an email from it says, look at your credit card. There's a thing we're going to discontinue your service. Then a manager for billing, what was it, Gautham or something, said, no,
yeah,
we're not going to prevent you from... thing, but then I haven't heard any back, and so finally I got another email from Peter today saying, hey, send the last card or the four digits of the card number. Well, I've been doing that, this hasn't been working, that's the reason I'm phoning, and I would like to make a payment and update the card number.
Let me ask you something. When you got to the point of creating the password, were you able to create a new password or not?
Yes, on one, when Peter did, but then no verification code was sent. and so I couldn't proceed.
So when you, let's say you go there, you try to sign in now, and you put the email address, the one you gave to me, and the password.
Yes.
And then it tells you where you want to receive the code. Options are email, text message, or phone call. Do you get those options?
Yes. Okay, but the thing is, okay, on the telephone, it has a number that was changed by direct track phone. In other words, it has a new telephone number. I can't change that. So I clicked on the email to do, and I don't get any email.
And so, well, the phone option, you said it's not going to work. And what about, what if you select email? Does it work that way, or it doesn't work?
No, that's what I've tried twice. It said, we're sending you a code. No code is ever received.
And have you checked the spam folder by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Because sometimes, for some reason, although it shouldn't, but it goes to spam. So I'm wondering if that's what's happening.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay.
Let's just see what it is. Sent. I'm on Thunderbird. And I don't even see a spam option here. I see trash, archive, sent.
Sometimes it's called, it's not called spam all the time, but sometimes it's called junk.
I don't see that. Okay, but what I would like to do is to pay the bill. Okay, just get it, you know. I have the credit
card. No, I get what you're saying. I understand that perfectly. But here's the thing, that to make the payment online without calling us, you need to sign in. That's one. And then if we process the payment for you on our end, you still need to log in because we need to validate the account. But on the other hand, we're facing this problem where you can't sign in because you're not getting the code.
That's right. Or am I getting a message when it said, forgot password, and I say yes, then I get no email with a way to change the password.
Yeah, but the password, for what I understand, you have been able to change it already, so the password isn't the issue anymore. What we're trying to deal here is the fact that you can't get the code. The password, you've done that. You said you were able to change it, so that's it. Moving forward, it's the code that we're trying to get to, but it doesn't get to the inbox.
I want to make the payment.
I understand that perfectly. You told me already. I understand that part. I heard you already, so I understand you want to make the payment. But we're trying to get the code. And you said there's no spam, no other folder that the email went to?
No, I cannot see any other folder that it went to. Drafts, inbox, drafts, sent, archives, trash. Okay, I'm clicking on trash. No, I don't see anything. Local folders, trash, not.
Getting all other email messages just fine, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And that's from Green Geeks, too. Peter, and what was his name? Like, Gautham or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. The manager, I got one from him, and you're very nice. And he says, no, we're not going to, discontinue your account. And then I haven't heard, but I heard from Peter again, and it says, give me the last four digits of the card. Well, we've been doing that, and I'm not sure what card it is, because my wife had some problems with the card, and so Barclays reissued it. They didn't on mine, but they sent me a new one, and they may have changed the expiration date on it, and also the security code.
This is very, very strange, because
it is very strange. And what I talked to Mariank or something on the chat, and he said, well, I can't do anything for you. He was able to look up the account, but I've noticed some strange things happening, and I want to find out, okay, there should be two FTPs, maybe be only one valid. Are there any other FTPs that a hacker would have gotten into and into the being able to FTP? And this has happened before on GoDaddy. That was a big issue. Okay, one of the reasons I got off there is that they were hacked, and the hacker took and opened up an FTP. They did that on Comcast too. And so, since I can't look, I can't verify. I can't look at the who has FTP privileges.
Yeah. My best guess is that, because we can't blame it on the email in the sense that it's not working because you're getting other messages, so that's not the problem.
Yes.
Now, so you select email, send code, and it doesn't get delivered. I'm guessing, and I know that you've checked all the folders already, but I'm wondering if, for some reason, there is a folder on your email that maybe you haven't checked. I know that you've done it already, but I'm trying to eliminate all possibilities for what this is happening.
Then you tell me maybe which one to do. Okay, here I'm on Thunderbird.
And so there's the inbox where you've already checked on that. And now this Comcast email, do they?
I'm not on Comcast email. I'm on Thunderbird, Mozilla Thunderbird.
Yeah, but that's just an email client. The actual email is Comcast. Yeah.
Yes.
So, do they provide to you access your email from an actual webmail, like a website?
I don't know. I haven't used them. They were so bad. Okay, for many years ago, I got off them, and that's why I'm using Thunderbird.
Right. Yeah, it's very strange, and I'm trying to think of all possible reasons.
Let's go back to TrackPhone, okay, and this phone number. What happened on TrackPhone is some time ago, I tried to make a phone call from my TrackPhone phone, and it comes up and it says, oh, you don't have any minutes. Send us your credit. I get a phone. Then there was a phone number, and it says, oh, look, you don't have any minutes. Give us your credit card, and we'll do it. Well, I just looked and took a photograph of, I had over 1,200 minutes. So I complained to TrackPhone, and they got on and sent me to, or got me in contact with somebody in India. And this guy said, ooh, we're going to escalate this. And so they escalated, and the guy, I told him what happened, and he said, okay, we're now giving you $800. Well, what they did is disabled the cell phone by hacking into TracFone's accounting. And that's the reason that number that was that Green Geeks has just been changed. The TracFone changed the phone number because it had been hacked. Here, let's just make it very simple. I will give you a credit card number, okay, with my name on it. I will give you the expiration date, and I will give you the security thing. And please see that 277-9866 gets paid. And what I'm going to do, okay, is get back on chat because and find out who has the privileges for FTPing. I've done this before, okay, and they can access information. But this Marty Yank, I think it was, on chat said, hey, look, I can't help you. I can't get that information, or better yet, the billing information. A long time ago, they were able to take and get in helping out with FTPing.
Yeah, the thing is that if I could take the payment from you right away, I would do it. But here's the thing, as I mentioned before, for me to be able to access the account, you need to be able to access first. And I understand that that's exactly what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah,
but
I
just
can't
to take
do
the card info, yeah, I know, I hear you. I understand. We've been talking about it. So, the other thing that I'm thinking is that since the email, for some reason that we don't know, is not getting the codes, I'm wondering if the other option would be to change the number on file, but I think you mentioned that you already tried to do that, but they're asking you for the credit card info.
No,
and you
no,
don't have
the, what I say, what is it, Gotham or something like that? I gave mm-hmm. him the information, and I gave him the new telephone number, but I haven't heard back from him. And when I got on and tried to log in, I still saw the old telephone number. It wasn't changed. Otherwise, I'd say, you know, send it the code to the telephone.
Let me... Let me check something here. So you're saying that you've already asked them to change the number?
Yes. And I have all the emails.
Yeah. If you check your last response that was sent to you from Peter, I think you said.
Yes.
Can you check and have you read their last response by any chance?
Just a minute. The email just disappeared. Now Mozilla's messing around trying to update the account, but here it came back here. Yeah, he's. Oh, jeez.
What is it doing now?
Oh, it's Mozilla wants to update their client, okay? And as a result, I can't even read the emails right at the moment. Just while we were talking, okay, here we go. Okay, Green Geeks. Hello. Thank you for contacting us. Please provide us correct last four digits of the card number for the ID scan for completing the verification. Once completed, will updating your email ID and phone number. Peter T., Green Geeks Billing Department. But I can give you the last four digits, and I'm not sure that that is the right credit card or if it has been changed.
Yep, if they're trying to change that information, my advice is to reply to them with the information you have, and if it does match with what's on file, then they'll let you know. If not, you'll have to do some more research.
Okay, I'm going to send them the whole credit card information. And I hope you can get it. I mean, I'm spending a couple of days at this, trying to pay a bill, okay?
Right.
And I can't log into my account. Okay, I will respond here. What is your name again?
My name is Julio.
Julio, okay. Okay, Julio, we will... I'll send them the full information. I will mention I talked to you. And, this is just, you know, it's very frustrating when you can't log into your account. Oh, hey, as a matter of fact, I want to mention something on the track phone. What happens after this hacker got in, they had disabled the accounting information to track phone, and one of the agents, Nilo, spent 3 hours on chat to get it repaired. Okay, finally he got it up, but 3 hours later, you know?
Right.
Okay, Julio, let me do this, okay, but thank you for talking. And again, you know, we'll see what happens, and I think I'll phone back again if, in fact, it's not resolved.
Okay, no problem.
Well, thank you, Julio.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.